Welcome to Perek Yud of Sefer Daniel. What's happening here? Daniel mourns and fasts over the building of the second Beis HaMikdash being stopped. He either mourns and fasts for 21 years, says Rashi, or 3 weeks, says Rav Sadia Gaon. It depends how you understand the words. Shavuim Yomim. Right? Depends. Either way, there's a vision described in Posuk Aleph, a short one, but according to many Mefarshim, but not the Ibn Ezra, this was the same vision as Pasuk Hey. So in other words, there's one vision. The Ibn Ezra, however, says there are two. There's a separate vision in Pasuk Aleph, and that is never recorded. Fascinating. What happened over here? So the Gemara Megillah famously says, Rashi quotes this, that even though Daniel was with Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, only he saw the vision and not the others. Chacham Adif Minavi. A wise person is greater than a prophet because a wise person has the knowledge from their work, not just from external communication. However, they were scared because their muzzle subconsciously was aware there was a vision. He was standing by the Chidekel River. He receives a vision of a man clothed in linen and gold with lightning eyes. Gavriel appears and strengthens Daniel. Chazak, nischazek, you know, he strengthens him. That's going to be a theme, being strengthened through Golas. He says that there will be an ultimately positive revision about the end of days. And while we're on the subject of the end of days, let's head towards Perek Yud Aleph and Perek Yud Bey.